شيخ الحديث شيخ محمد شعب طغاني to say a few words under his orders and command. The same privilege Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon me today, that this humble servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now standing here to request His Eminence, His Spirituality, Hazrat Shaykh Muhammad Hisham Qabani to come to the dais, or as he may please, may like to sit easy on the member, and shower the pearl of his words on the people we are awaiting for so much time and so esteem. In this connection, I just want to say that a man is known by the company he keeps. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared awliya Allah to be his friend. And their system and their silsila is here. They are Allah's friend. And we are keeping the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is our identity. And this is our pride. I therefore now humbly request Hazrat Shaykh.
Narae
Takbir! Narae Risalat! Janabe Shaykh! Zindabad!
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا مثيل له في علو شأنه وعظيم سلطانه ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده وحبيبه ورسوله أرسله من أرجح العرب ميزانا وأصحها بيانا فأوضح الطريقة ونصح الخليقة صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأولاده وذريته وخلفائه المهديين من بعده ووزرائه العاملين في عهده خصوصا منهم على التحقيق أبو بكر الصديق وعمر الخطاب سيدنا عثمان سيدنا علي المرتضى رضوان الله عليهم أجمعين أيها المؤمنون الحاضرون اتقوا الله وأطيعوه إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون First, before I say anything, I want to say that I hope to be nothing. I am not that one who deserves to be, astaghfirullah, praised. I am running all my life through the teaching of our sheikh, to be nothing. And I hope, inshallah, one day if Allah permit, with the barakah and blessings of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for all of us to be nothing. I'd like to congratulate you I traveled a lot in America and outside America. And very rare to find a jama'ah like this jama'ah of Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah. Especially with the green turbans sitting there. This is the sign of Ahlul Islam. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one of his hadith said, also here, Al-Ama'imu Tijan al-Arab. Man wada'aha wada'ahu Allah. Wa man a'azzaha a'azzahu Allah. I wrote a whole section on the turbans. He said that the turbans are the crowns of Arabs. And Arabs here is not only Arabs, means those who are believers following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever put it down, Allah puts him down. And whoever put it up, Allah puts him up. And that's why he said, مَنْ وَضَعَهَا وَضَعَهُ اللَّهُ. وَضَعَهَا in Arabic means lower it down, means he didn't care for the turban. He threw it away from his life. He began to resemble in his clothes the non-Muslims. And he said, who put it up, وَمَنْ أَعَزَّهَا مِنْ أَعَزَّ الشَّيْءٍ means who kept it precious and respected it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَعَزَّهُ اللَّهُ, Allah will respect him and raise him. Today, if you go a little bit background, in the history, you will find not one Muslim without a turban. The day, the two holy places, Mecca and Medina, those who are ruling them and controlling them, they do not allow their people to put turbans in. You don't see that Ahlul Islam, the dress of Ahlul Islam is gone. Sayyidina Umar said that that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا تتزيوا بزي أهل الكفر. He said, I'm sorry to say this, but I have to say it. Don't imitate the dress of the people or those who are not Muslim. Don't dress like them. If you want to dress like them, at least put a sign that you are a Muslim. That people see you on the street can know who is Muslim, who is not Muslim. At least a hat. That when you go on the street, people can know this is a Muslim. How do they know this one is a Muslim? No, they don't know. They don't say Salaamu Alaikum even. I'm not in that subject now because it's not our subject, but I want to say that Alhamdulillah, I'm seeing here that people are interested in following Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that it's a big crowd here of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. You go to other masajid in America, you don't find such crowds. A Saturday evening, you cannot find 10-15 people coming together, unless if they say there is food, people will come. It's a good trick for them to come. I hope there is food tonight.
Yes, it is there. It is there.
So, if we are really following the footsteps of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we have to do what he said. It's not only saying it by tongue and not practicing it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam something that you cannot describe. It's impossible. I was quoting the hadith of yesterday that I mentioned about the light of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. that Allah what created first is the light of Prophet. And many people goes along that hadith without going into depths of it. He said when he created that light, he put it in Bahr al-Qudra, lit it, it was lit, turned. It was dumped in Bahr al-Qudra, in the ocean of heavenly power, one of Allah's attributes, Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir. And then it was turning. That light was spinning. And when something spins, it generates, as we said yesterday, energy. Then Prophet ﷺ said, I will not go to that subject yesterday, we described it, but he said that from that light, when Allah created that light and put it in Bahr al-Qudra, He didn't yet create the table, Lawh al-Mahfuz, not the pen, not the throne. When that light was dumped in that ocean of Qudra, and Allah wanted to create, from one, He divided that light into four parts. The first part He created the pen. See, the second part He created the throne. First, the pen to write. What to write? Then the throne. Then He created Lawh al-Mahfuz. This one force, one force, one force. And the last one force, He created creation. From that light. The light of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is not shirk. That is still Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is in the ocean of one attribute, from Bahr al-Qudra. We are not resembling the Prophet to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam al-Busayri said, praise as much as you want your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but don't worship him as what the non-Muslim did. That when Allah created the pen, He said, write. And the pen said, what I am going to write? And He said, write. La ilaha illallah. And the pen wrote for 70,000 years, La ilaha illallah.
They are trying to write the Bible. It is important. They are hearing.
He said, better. Holding something is better than not holding anything. He said, write. And the pen said, what am I going to write? Allah made this pen to speak. It means the light of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made him to speak. He said, what am I going to write? He said, write La ilaha illallah. And the pen wrote La ilaha illallah for 70,000 years. And then he stopped. And Allah said, write. And he said, what am I going to write? He said, write Muhammadun Rasulullah. And the pen wrote Muhammadun Rasulullah before he wrote, and he said, Ya Rabbi, who is Muhammad? You put your name with his name. He said, if not for Muhammad, I will not create the creation. This is an hadith that was too much refuted and debated. And it is by Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Muslim scholars, majority of Muslim scholars agreed on its authenticity. So this is enough for us. We don't want to go with the minority who say no. It's up to them. We are not caring. We care for our beliefs. Allah raised His beloved Prophet. Look in Surah Al-Qadr, what he said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, means we have revealed it, we have sent it,
descended it down in Laylatul Qadr. What was descended? The Quran. Islam. Then he said, "Wala adraka ma Laylatul Qadr." Said, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is telling us to wonder, to think. What you think about Laylatul Qadr? So how many times he repeated Laylatul Qadr? Now 2 times. Then he said, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Third time. Tanazzalu al-mala'ikatu wal-ruhu fiha. In that night, angels and ruh descend in it. What? He said, we have revealed the Quran in Laylatul Qadr. To who? Is not for Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, تَنَسَلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُحُ فِيهَا. Angels and spirit, means ruh here is one big angel that Allah created. All of them are ordered to bow down with that Quran, with the Holy Quran, on Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For respect of Prophet. Allah is giving something as a respect. He is sending his, what you say in symbolic dunya language, he's sending the delegation. Convoy, huh? He sent all angels and ruh, all of them going to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what you want more than that, to give Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a high level of greatness in Allah's presence? Why they are questioning till today that Prophet is a human being? Okay, human being, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated him to his presence and sent all angels and Ruh and Jibreel and Israel and Israfil and everyone and Mikael to his respect. What do they want more? Abdul Wahhab has no one. Muhammad Abdul Wahhab has no one. He is in his grave, filthy grave. You like that, huh? May Allah forgive him also. He said, Salamun hiya hatta matla'. So how many times he repeated Laylatul Qadr? 4 times. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٌ هِيَ هِيَ إِذْ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ فُرْدَ إِذْنَا From how many letters is the alphabet consist? The Arabic alphabet consists of how many letters? Anyone knows? 28 letters. And the Lam Alif, which is considered the 29. But when we write it, we write without Lam Alif, because it's represented by the Alif and the Lam. At the beginning the Alif and toward the end the Lam. So we write it 28, but in reality it is 29. The Quran is represented, the word of the Holy Quran are being from how many letters? 29. Suratul Qadr, of how many letters what Allah mentioned Laylatul Qadr? Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is of 9 letters. Mentioned 3 times in total, 3 times by 9 is 27. And here, that symbolized the Laylatul Qadr is 29. So what Allah revealed on his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Quran, in that night. So Laylatul Qadr described the 29 letters of the Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent them on Prophet, on his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Good point. How much D or E? That's why ulama al-ummah, they say that that 29 letters represent the whole, it consists of all the letters of the Holy Quran. And every letter of these letters by itself, it's an ocean of knowledge that there is no description of it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the month, Arabic month, lunar month, of how many days it is mostly? 29. All is based on 29. What is the significance of that 29? Allahu Akbar. The last letter of the alphabet is what? Is the Ya. Is that? Means the whole ulum, the whole knowledge, and with what? With Ya. When you want to wrap something, you put the final touch on it. What is the final touch in the alphabet? Is the Ya. Is that?
Yes.
The last letter. And who is the Ya? His name begin with Ya. Yasin. Allahumma salli ala al-Nabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described him. He said, Yasin! Means with you and the whole knowledge. With Ya and all knowledge, ulum al-awwalin wal-akhirin, and in you, Ya Muhammad. Because he said, Yasin is the hand of Quran. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yasin is the hand of Quran. Means he is the heart of Quran. So the Ya is the heart because it is the last letter that wrap all the alphabets. It begins with the first name of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First letter, Yasin. Ya. And the Sin in Arabic, what is the meaning of Sin in Arabic? Anything you want to describe future has to begin with Sin. So means, Ya Muhammad, you are the aunt of all knowledge and the seed for future knowledge. Never end. Because all this knowledge of dunya, from creation of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the judgment day end with the Ya. Seed will go for akhir. وَلَا سَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ وَلَا سَوْفَ سِيل. سَوْفَ is going to give you. You are going to be happy with what Allah is going to give you. Oh Muslims, no one can describe what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to his beloved Prophet alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam. It's impossible. Our knowledge is limited. How many ulama came through that ummah? There is 124,000 sahabi. Think about ulama. That sahaba only 124. No one can be sahaba. Ashabul Nabi, their rank is different. Ulama al-Ummah, millions. How many books they wrote? Hundreds of millions. And all of them praising Prophet. And still more there is. So it is never ending, because our knowledge is limited. You cannot describe the knowledge. One time, one of the big ulama and awliya of the Naqshbandi tariqa, Sayyidina Ubaidullah al-Ahrar, passing by with his followers, passing by the Nahrul Nil, they call it Bahrul Nil, the river of Nile River. And they go fi sabilillah for da'wah and ziyara to Mecca, but passing on the side of passing through Egypt to visit and so on. And they passed by the Nile and they slept at that night with his followers. Many of his followers were with him. Next day morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them all to need ghusl in the morning. They want to pray Fajr. So everyone wants to tell it, I need to take ghusl. They are by the Nile. They can dump themselves in the Nile and take ghusl. So they tried to go to the Nile to take ghusl, were not able. The water is boiling. Water of the Nile, the huge river, they call it ocean. Bahar, sea. It's boiling. They cannot put their hand even. How they are going to take shower? They cannot do anything. The Sheikh is going to wake up. It's Fajr time. And the Sheikh wake up. And they said, yeah, oh, our Sheikh is so hot. He cannot take shower. And all of them need shower. SubhanAllah, Allah wants to teach them. And the Sheikh touched the water, it's boiling. He said, okay, make tayammum and let us pray. The Sheikh doesn't need shower. So they made tayammum, they prayed. It's normal, it's allowed. Then after they prayed the Fajr, the Sheikh said, okay, let us go up toward from the river is coming and see why it is boiling. And they went up, walking for 3-4 hours until they found one person sitting on a cliff, not cliff but like a stone, and putting his feet in the ocean and reciting. And as he is reciting, the water is boiling. They looked and it was Muhammad al-Busayri himself reciting Al-Burda, who was reciting it. From that ishq to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was reciting his Burda, he was composing it, the water was boiling. No one can be taking shower from his ishq, not going through the water.
Allah.
This is awliya. From his love to Prophet, cannot take it anymore. He composed that Burda Sharif. That everywhere it is read around the whole world, except one place where they say it's shirk and kufr. Allahu Akbar. Every Muslim around the world reads it, except those no mind people, square head people, plastic people, they say no, it's kufr. What's this bala Allah send on us, on Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah? These are bala, big bala.
Yes.
There is no such bala like that. They are plague, you know plague? Ta'un. They are ta'un al-ummah. They plague the whole ummah with their literatures, with their teachings. You want to go straight forward, they say haram. You backward, say shirk. You go right, they say kufr. You go left, they say bid'ah. means sit in your place, listen to us. Shaitan, devil. Devil Sayyidina Adam, Iblis, Satan whispered in his ear. These are Satan whispering in the ear of the Muslims. And still people are respecting them, and still people go along with them, and you go outside and they, you cannot pray in their masajid. They tell you, no, you are not allowed to pray here. Why you are not allowed to pray here? You are a mushrik. Why I am mushrik? You may praise Prophet. Hey, Allah said praise Prophet. They don't accept. No. May Allah forgive us and forgive them and bring them back to the real Islam. So that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is giving him safety for his ummah. Anyone who hook himself with the main engine of the train will be pulled.
Yes.
This train is moving. You like to follow, you follow. You don't like to follow, it's up to you. The engine, the Muhammadi engine is moving. Doesn't care for this or that. This is the way. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ
اللَّهِ.
You want to love Allah, you really follow me. Allah didn't say follow Allah, He said follow Muhammad. Although it is follow Allah, but He is giving us a window, a door. Like the blind man came to Prophet, Hadith al-A'ma. You know that Hadith? They came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the blind man. He said, Ya Rasul Allah, I'm an old person. I want to come and pray Fajr behind you. I cannot see, I'm blind, no one can take me. I want my vision, my sight to come back to me. And Prophet said, can you be patient? Can you be patient on that? He said, no, I cannot. I want to see. He said, then go to the ablution area, make ablution, go to your place, pray two rak'ats, and recite this dua. And he went in his home, took ablution, go to pray to rak'at, not in the presence of the Prophet. Prophet taught him what he has to do. So he went there, prayed to rak'at, and recited the dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka wa atawajjahu ilayka bi nabiyyika Muhammad, nabiyyir rahim. Ya Muhammad, inni atawajjahu bika ila rabbi fi hajati hadhihi litukda li, Allahumma shaffi'hu fiyya bijahihi inda. Oh Allah, I'm coming to you through your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Muhammad, he's calling upon Muhammad. Where they say, don't say Ya Muhammad. He is saying Ya Muhammad. How they say that? They want you write Ya Allah, Ya Muhammad. They say, no, this is shirk. Islam?
Yes.
So he went and he was able to see. Allah gave him back his vision. So he came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was seen. That happened in the time of Prophet. Okay. Now they say on that hadith, because they cannot refute that hadith. They say that it happened in the time of Prophet. It happened in the time of Prophet. So it is okay. Okay, but it happened after the time of Prophet, when Uthman ibn Hanif, one of the Sahabi. One person came to him and he said, Ya Uthman, not the Khalifa of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is Uthman ibn Hanif. He said, Ya Uthman, I have a problem. And Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Uthman is not solving that problem for me. Can you go with me, because you know him very well, can you go with me in order he solve the problem for me? He said, you don't need that. I will teach you a dua that Prophet ﷺ taught the blind man. And the blind man was able to see. So you said that dua and inshallah your problem will be solved. This is after the time of Prophet ﷺ. But we cannot say as Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Prophet is in every time.
Right.
Not in only one time. But we are answering them, these square-headed people. This happened after time of Prophet. He said, he went, he took ablution, prayed to rak'at, Prophet was not there anymore. But never mind, we go literally with what it says. Prophet is not there, in the absence of Prophet, after the time of Prophet, he prayed to rak'at, he recited the dua, and he went next day to Sayyidina Uthman. He stood at the door, Sayyidina Uthman looked at him, with many people. Before he was not looking at him even. He was not calling him. He jumped and brought him and told him, come and sit on my cushion. He sat and he said, do you need anything I can solve for you? He said, yes. I need this, 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 this. Immediately he solved it for him. That person went to say to Uthman ibn Hanif. He said, I want to ask you really, tell me. Did you speak with Sayyidina Uthman, the Khalifa? He said, no. This is the barakah of the dua. Can that happen after the time of Prophet? So how they say no? So this incident happened in the time of Prophet, happened in the time after Prophet, and happened in the time before Prophet. When Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam made the sin, he ate from the tree, he went into Sajda and asked Allah, Ya Rabbi, forgive me for the sake of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, how you knew about Muhammad? He said, I saw on every place on the throne is written Muhammad Rasulullah. On every leaf, on every door, on every tree in paradise is written Muhammad Rasulullah. I knew that he is your beloved one, that you are created him as your humble, sincere, highly respected servant. I ask you for his sake, and you accept it to me. And this is not me who said that. I didn't write that. That hadith is mentioned by Prophet. The hadith of Sayyidina Amr is mentioned, of Sayyidina Adam is mentioned by many authentic muhaddithin. The hadith of Uthman ibn Hanif is mentioned in many of the books. And the biggest teacher of the Wahhabi school, Ibn Taymiyyah, mentioned it in his book and he accepted that. So why they say coming against us today and say no? Their teacher said yes. Ibn Taymiyyah said yes. All Muslims, this is very few drops from an ocean. That knowledge is an ocean. It never ends. You keep continuing, 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 and it will never, you will never finish what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our duty is not only to praise Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is, it is necessity for us, because as we said before, that if someone loves something, he keeps mentioning it. And our love to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we love Prophet, we like to keep mentioning him. مَنْ أَحَبَّ شَيْئًا أَكْثَرَ مِنْ ذِكْرِ. Who loves someone or something, he keep mentioning. If your son love someone to marry, always he is mentioning that girl. Is not? And today children likes to mention cars. Why? Because they like cars. Even young children, they like to mention Superman. Why? Because it is a hero. Even Hollywood make for all people today, something, some characters that attract the children to them. Is not? And every child says, it is my hero. Someone says Superman, someone say what? Other than Superman. Spider-Man, someone say what? Batman. And someone say Cinderella, someone say what else?
Harry Potter.
Everyone say something. Why we Muslim and the Sunnah wal Jama'ah don't make from our Prophet a hero to our children?
Why not?
They don't know anything about our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately.
Yes.
Some Muslims, they celebrate Christmas in their homes.
Yes.
I saw it with my eyes. One time I was visiting a friend of mine. He's in New York, he has many ulama sitting in his house because he's a big donor. They run after his money. So I went there, he invited me, I went there. I was looking and I found in his house ulama sitting, but there is a Christmas tree. I said, what is this? He said, oh Sheikh, never mind, this is for children. It's no problem. Ulama talking one word. They are plastic ulama. They want the money. So I said, okay. It's not big deal. But can I speak with the children? He said, for sure. He called the children. I said, what is this? They said, Christmas tree. I said, for whom that Christmas tree is? That for Jesus. He was born on that day. I said, what is your prophet? Who is your prophet? They didn't know. They were looking at each other. They didn't know. And the father said, say Muhammad. They said, Muhammad. I said, when Jesus was born? They said, 25th of December. I said, when Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born? They didn't know. Because they made hero, they make all kind of attention and attractions for the children to like Christmas. And for Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say bid'ah.
Yes.
Allahu Akbar. And even he said, in the hadith of Muslim, when he was asked about fasting of Monday, he said, this is the day I was born in. Why you are trying to destroy any greatness that Allah gave to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are trying to put it down. For what reason? What is the enmity toward Prophet that you have in your heart, these plastic Wahhabi people? You know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say, إن الله يمهل ولا يهمل. Allah give you time, testing you, but He never leave you without punishment. Those who are rejecting that love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never mind. You reject. We happy with it. We are keeping the love of Sayyidina Muhammad in our hearts. We will never stop it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah bless us. May Allah makes us to follow His footsteps. So what I want to end with is not only the importance is good to speak, always to make people feel that love in their heart, but we must act. We must act on that love. We must do everything that is necessary for that love to be implemented in our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many places in Holy Quran mentioned the name of Prophet together with the Quran. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُنِيرٌ. That is one.
many places. Yasin wal Quran al Hakim. Yasin wal Quran. Taha ma anzalna alayka al Quran. So always you see the name of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam together coming with the Quran, and you see it comes before, always before. Always it comes. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ. So Noor came and then Kitab came. Yasin, first Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us to really act on what we believe. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقُ بِحُرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ. فَعَلَمَ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ 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 لَا إله الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا